Mobile home parks have long been an affordable place to live. Now, amid a nationwide housing crisis, that's changing. Big investment firms have been buying up sites across the country, including ones in Massachusetts. That's alarmed residents who are concerned about what it means for their future. In the first of our two-part series on mobile home parks, WBUR Simon Rios shows us how corporate ownership is upending the lives of people in one park north of Boston.
Step in there.
84-year-old John Piazza jumps at the chance to show off what he's collected inside his mobile home.
And what do you see? That's the height of your shoulders.
Where? I see.
Oh, yeah.
A doll.
Oh, that doll? 1920s. Wind up. And it works. It walks beside a little girl. You wind it up. It's 100 years old.
That's just one of the thousands of toys, tools, and pictures that fill his old roller home trailer. Piazza has lived in the 720-square-foot home in Revere for 22 years. He moved to Lee's trailer park from Boston after his rent quintupled with the end of rent control.
I lived in Boston since I was a child. I was born there. The rent control was shot down, and from 150 I was paying rent, I got a notice, your rent is now 1,000.
Mobile home parks have become a refuge for thousands of people who can't afford skyrocketing rents and home prices. Living in a park typically means owning a mobile home, which costs a quarter the price of typical single-family houses in Massachusetts. Piazza says buying a mobile home was a better deal than staying in the North End.
I said, let me look at it, and I fell in love with it. I said, wow, this is bigger than my apartment. And I bought it, $20,000. I became rich here, because the rent was a massive $135 a month.
That was the amount he first paid to rent the land under his mobile home. The lot fee has since increased to $575 a month, still a fraction of what he'd pay to rent an apartment in Revere today. Piazza was planning to spend the rest of his days at Lee's Trailer Park, but last year it was sold to an entity run by Boston investment firm Helg Capital. The company started evicting people to make way for a new housing development. Piazza recalls standing outside with his neighbors as one of them saw his house being destroyed.
And the machine called a bobcat. The person that runs the machine put the top jaw on top and the bottom jaw above the metal frame and squish, and that whole wall came off.
The park's new owners wouldn't agree to an interview, but in a statement, they said they have treated every resident fairly. They've also been compensating residents for the value of homes that can't easily be moved. Some people say they've collected $5,000 or more. The park's former owner, William Setapan, says he feels for some of the people whose trailers were crushed, but...
Well, they're paying the people, though.
Yeah.
So in other words, say he wants a leaf, and then we'll give you whatever. And he agrees to take it. They ain't doing nothing wrong. They ain't forcing no one to take it.
Setapan also says closing Lee's could make way for hundreds of new apartments or condos on the site. That would be a big improvement over the current park, he says, adding that it's long been dogged by drugs and crime.
The city should be glad that they get rid of the park.
Mobile park advocates agree that Lee's was in bad shape, but they blame the park's owners.
There's a rat bait box.
Yeah.
This looks like there was certainly a home here, and maybe over here where the dumpster is. Dumpster's not covered. Minor things, but still violations.
Boston University public health instructor Ethan Mascoop sits on the State Manufactured Homes Commission, which helps mediate disputes between park owners and residents. He surveyed Lee's trailer park with two students and spotted one health violation after another, even though some people still live there.
It looks like a remains of a war. There's stuff strewn about. There's some belongings. There's trash. There's some remains of what were homes. It's just very sad. It's very, very sad.
The mayor's office did not respond to multiple requests for interviews, but in the meantime, the park's population is slowly shrinking. More than 100 people have already left Lee's, and just 17 mobile homes remain. Those are gradually being removed as well. The park also housed some recreational vehicles, which are easier to move, if they can find another place to park. William Villanueva moved to Lee's trailer park in an RV 6 years ago, and he's one of the few people still there, though not by choice.
Cuando yo llegué aquí, yo lo buscaba y no lo encontraba. Los hay en Lynn, los hay en Saugus, los hay en Hutt, los hay en...
I've looked and I can't find anything, he said. There are plenty of parks, but nobody takes you in. It's even worse when you're Latino. Villanueva says the evictions have been devastating for some of the families who lived here.
Hay un trailer que está parqueado por allá, un mobile home de estos, pero que es de motor. Es como aquel, ¿sí? Con tres niños.
You see that site over there, he said? There was a family with three kids living there. Now they're on the street, parking in one place, then moving along. It's not right. On the other side of the street is John Piazza's trailer. There's a limp American flag hanging on the front and shopping carts full of random items he's been collecting. A hand-cranked apple peeler, an old board game, bizarre tools that even he doesn't know the purpose of.
You want drills? I got a bunch for you to take home. Look at them. Keep them. There's three or four. Keep them.
Piazza says the developer offered him $6,000 for his trailer, and he's slowly clearing out everything he's collected. His son, John Piazza Jr., is helping him pack and trying to persuade him to toss more of his belongings. They argue over a pile of boxes Piazza hopes a cousin will want.
Listen, look at it, Joe Zanti, Joe. This
yeah, Joe Zanti's been there three different times.
No.
If he doesn't take them, he doesn't want them.
How do you know?
Well, I don't know. If he wanted, he would have taken
them. He's in love with them. He grabbed the two bikes.
Yeah, yeah.
For him, when he grabbed those bikes, he says, wow, hello, I had two antique bikes.
John Jr. says it's sad to see his dad forced to leave this way.
I mean, his independence is gone. Yeah, his independence is gone. He can walk out here, get in his car, go shopping and stuff like that. Now,
exactly.
You know, he's not going to be able to do that in the city.
Piazza has a lot of work to do before he goes, but at least he knows where he's headed, back to his native North End.
I'm going into a plush apartment in Boston proper. By the waterfront. It's called assisted living.
But Piazza says some of the people who once lived at Lee's trailer park are even worse off. They have no place to go. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Simon Rios.